Welcome to the Tourism in Malaysia podcast, where we explore the latest trends and developments in inbound tourism industry in Malaysia. Each episode will bring you interviews with industry experts, destination profiles, and tips and strategies for success in inbound travel trade. Whether you're a seasoned travel professional or just starting out in the industry, we've got something for everyone. So sit back, relax, and join us as we take you on a journey through the exciting world of inbound tourism. Here's your host, Uzadi Udanas, award-winning tourism activist and expert in inbound tourism industry.
Let's dive in today's episode with Uzadi.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Welcome to the another episode of podcast of tourism in Malaysia. So today's topic is very interesting. It's about addressing the shortage of tour bus drivers in Malaysia. And as you know, Malaysia's tourism industry relies heavily on transportation sector, with tour bus playing a crucial role in transporting tourists to various destinations. However, Malaysian tour operators has led to several problems, especially in getting bus drivers. Well, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, with travel restriction and lockdown and all these things, this nonsense, it leads to a significant decline in tourism. So one of the challenges faced by the industry is a shortage of tour bus drivers, with so many local drivers changing careers due to the economic impact of the pandemic. And estimate more than 6,000 tour buses on the road. And through Mita surveys as of 26 January, there are about 265 tour buses companies who are looking for 2,000 tour bus drivers to be employed as soon as possible. This is a major problem. The shortage of tour bus drivers is becoming a major concern for the tourism industry, as it can lead to a number of problems that can negatively impact the industry. One of the major problems that can arise from this shortage of tour bus drivers is reductions in the number of tours and excursions that are offered. This can result in a decrease in the number of tourists that are able to visit a particular destinations, which can have a significant impact on the local economy. And this also can cause a negative ripple effect, leading to a decrease in revenue for local business and loss of jobs, plenty of jobs in the community. Another problem that can arise from this shortage of tour bus drivers is an increase in the cost of tours and excursions. With fewer drivers available, tour operators must have to pay higher wages to attract and retain drivers, which can lead to an increase in the cost of tours and excursions. I was told that some of the tour bus drivers demand at least 20% of the tour bus sales. This will add on more to the cost of the ground handling packages. And as a result, it can make our ground packages less affordable for tourists, and this lead to a decrease in demand for this kind of services. So the shortage of tour bus drivers can also lead to a decrease in the quality of service that tourists receive. Logically, with fewer drivers available, tour operators may have to rely on less experienced or less qualified drivers, which can lead to a decrease in the quality of service that tourists receive. And this can result in a negative experience for tourists, which can lead to a decrease in repeat business or repeat visits and a negative reputations, perceptions for our country. I personally think to address this problem is important to consider both short-term and long-term solutions. So short-term solution, for example, one of the most immediate solution to the problem, this will be an immediate solution to the problem of tour bus drivers shortages, is to bring in foreign workers as tour bus drivers. I believe this can help to fill in the gap in the short term and ensure that the tourism industry can continue to operate smoothly and recover faster. However, it's important to weigh the potential benefits and drawbacks of these solutions and put in place in the necessary measures to ensure that it is a viable and sustainable. There are so many debates on getting foreign workers as tour bus drivers. I can understand the concerns of people, the rakyat Malaysia and some of the travel players. Some even gave an unrealistic feedback. Syah says, pekerja asing ni busuk dan kena guna perfume yang banyak untuk spray dalam bus. Ha. To that extent, see, that was actually an uncalled excuse. However, I do agree the fact that hiring of foreign tour bus drivers by Malaysian tour operators has led to other several problems, such as language barriers. Well, the language barriers can create communication difficulties between the driver, between the tour guides, and even tourists. And this lead to confusions and dissatisfaction. This can be also a safety concern, as a driver may not be able to understand and to communicate important instructions or informations. Another issue is that foreign driver may not be familiar with the local laws and regulations, which can lead to a legal problem and fines. They may not be familiar with the roads and the traffic condition, which can lead to accident or even delays. Well, the hiring of foreign drivers also raised concern about the employment opportunities for local drivers. We know many Malaysian drivers feel that they are being pushed out of the industry by the influx of the foreign drivers who are willing to work for lower wages. But again, many players feel that there is no other realistic short-term solutions other than getting foreign workers as tour bus driver. Through our survey recently, in order to overcome these shortages, it's important for the government of Malaysia to consider allowing travel agents to bring in foreign workers as tour bus drivers. There are some advantages when we employ these foreign workers as tour bus drivers for short terms. It will open up more jobs opportunities for locals. The tourism industry is closely related to many other industries, then by allowing more foreign tour bus drivers, it will increase the demand for other services like hotels, accommodations, food and beverages, transportation or retail. And this will create more jobs opportunities for locals in these industries, and it will help to boost the local economy. Furthermore, bringing in the foreign tour bus drivers can also serve as a catalyst for the locals to improve their skills and their knowledge in the field of tourism, as they can learn from the foreign workers and gain a new perspective. And this will help to improve the overall quality of service in the tourism industry, and it will attract more tourists to Malaysia in future. In addition, by allowing more foreign workers as the tour bus drivers, it will also help to increase the diversity of the tourism industry, making it more inclusive and welcoming to tourists from different kind of backgrounds. And this will help to boost the reputations of Malaysia as tourism, the real tourism destination, and it will attract more tourists in the future. Another thing, allowing travel agents to bring in foreign workers as tour bus drivers can not only provide a solution to the shortage of the tour bus drivers in Malaysia, but also open up more jobs, opportunities for locals, and improve the overall quality of service in the tourism industry. It will also help to boost the reputation of Malaysia as a tourism destination and attract more tourists in the future. I believe that the government of Malaysia and MITA can calibrate to provide trainings for foreign workers and ensure that the process is done in compliance with laws and regulations. So in summary, I would like to share some of the key points to consider why we should implement these short-term solutions. It's bringing these foreign workers as a bus driver. Number one is lack of local tour bus drivers. The cost of the COVID-19 pandemic has led to a significant decline in tourism and a corresponding decline in the number of tour bus drivers. So many local divers have changed careers due to the economic impact of the pandemic, number one. Number two is the foreign workers can fill the gap, allowing travel agents to bring in the foreign workers as tour bus drivers. This can help to overcome the shortage of local drivers and ensure that the tourism industry can continue to operate. That's very important. And number three is experienced and qualified. Many foreign workers who are interested in working as tour bus drivers in Malaysia are actually experienced drivers and qualified professional drivers who have worked in the industry in other countries for many years. And the language skills. Some of the foreign workers may also have language skills that can be of great benefit to the tourism industry in Malaysia, helping to communicate with tourists from different countries and background. And it also contribute to the economy. By allowing travel agents to bring in foreign workers as tour bus drivers, the government of Malaysia can help to ensure that the tourism industry continues to contribute to the economy by providing more jobs and you see create more income. Another one is cost-effective solutions. By allowing these travel agents to bring in foreign workers as tour bus drivers, it can be a cost-effective solutions for the tourism industry, as travel agents can handle the process of recruiting and hiring foreign workers. And the last is carefully selected. Travel agents can carefully selected qualified and experienced foreign workers who will be able to perform the duties of a tour bus driver effectively. Compliance with laws and regulations. This is very important. It's very important for the government, and we have to make sure that the travel agents comply with all the relevant laws and regulations when bringing foreign workers to ensure the safety and well-being of the workers and the tourists too, and they will be transporting. And this includes the providing a proper accommodations, a fair compensations, as well ensuring compliance with immigration laws. Not to forget cultural sensitivity. Foreign workers should be trained in cultural sensitivity and understanding of the local customs and culture in Malaysia to ensure that they provide a high level of service to tourists and act as ambassador for the country. Lastly, safety and security. The government must ensure that the foreign workers meet the necessary safety and security standard for operating tour bus in Malaysia. So therefore, in view of these points, MITA or Malaysian Inbound Tourism Association can play a key role in providing proper training for foreign bus drivers. MITA can ensure that foreign workers are properly trained, properly equipped, and to provide a high level of service to tourists and to provide tour bus safely and efficiently. This includes providing training on local laws and regulations, as well as training on cultural sensitivity and understanding of local customs and culture. And MITA can also provide training on specific routes and destinations that the tour buses will be operating in, as well as training on proper vehicle maintenance and safety procedures. By providing proper training for foreign bus drivers, MITA can ensure that the tourism industry in Malaysia continues to operate smoothly, to operate safely, while providing a positive experience for tourists. And this will in turn help to maintain a positive image of Malaysia as a tourist, a fantastic tourist destination, and this will attract more tourists in the near future. In addition, providing proper training will also help to ensure that the foreign workers are fully prepared to perform their duties as tour bus drivers, and this can be a valuable asset to the tourism industry in Malaysia. The government of Malaysia should collaborate with MITA to provide trainings for foreign workers as tour bus drivers. This is more or less on a short term. So what about the long-term solutions? Well, while bringing in foreign workers can help in the short term, it is not a long-term solution. In order to address the underlying issues that are causing the shortage of drivers, it is important to consider long-term solutions. One of the most effective long-term solutions is to offer incentives to attract and retain professional drivers. This can include higher wages, better benefits and training programs to make the jobs more attractive to local workers. Providing more opportunities for career advancement for drivers, such as training programs and leadership development, can also help to retain drivers and attract the new ones. Another important solution is to encourage more young people, the young or millennial, to pursue careers as tour bus drivers. We can call it professional captain by targeted education and outreach efforts. By creating a pipeline of future drivers, a shortage of tour bus drivers can be mitigated in the long run. Finally, investing in technology, such as autonomous buses, which can help to mitigate the effect of the driver shortages in the long run. This technology is still in the early stages of development, but as it advances, it could potentially help to reduce the need for human drivers. So let me repeat on the short terms and the long term solutions. The short term is one of the most immediate solutions of the problem is to bring in foreign workers as the tour bus drivers. This can help to fill in the gap in the shortage short terms and ensure that tourism industry can continue to operate smoothly, can continue to recover faster. However, it's important to weigh the potential benefits and drawback of the solution and put in place the necessary measures to ensure that it is viable and sustainable. And the long-term solution, number one, we need to offer incentive to attract and retain drivers. This can include higher wages, benefit training program to make sure to make the job more attractive to locals. Number two, providing more opportunities for career advancement for drivers. Offering training programs, leadership programs, leadership development can help to retain drivers and attract the new ones. Number three, so encourage more young people to pursue careers as tour bus drivers. We can call it professional captain. This will help to create a pipeline of future drivers. And number four is investing in technology. Autonomous buses can help to mitigate the effect of the driver shortage in the long run. Wait. Some of you may notice the number four solution. Autonomous buses. What the heck is that? Well, for information, autonomous buses, also known as self-driving buses or driverless buses, are buses that equipped with technology that allows them to operate without a human driver. Without a human driver. And this technology includes a combination of sensors, cameras, GPS, and advanced algorithm through AI that allow the bus to navigate and make decisions on its own. Interesting, eh? Well, the most advanced autonomous bus are available to navigate through complex traffic solutions, make lane changes, to car change lane, and avoid obstacles without human input. They can also communicate with other vehicles. They can talk to other vehicles and traffic infrastructure, traffic lights, to optimize their routes and improve safety. There are several benefits to using these autonomous buses. One of the most significant bus benefits is that they can help to reduce the need for human drivers, which can help to mitigate the effect of the driver shortages in the tourism industry. They can also improve safety by reducing the likelihood of human error, which is common cause of the accident, human error. So additionally, autonomous buses can also be more efficient than traditional buses, as they can navigate through traffic more quickly and make more precise maneuvers. This can help to reduce travel times and improve the overall efficiency of the transportation system. Currently, several countries are testing and implementing autonomous buses on the road, such as Singapore, China, and several others European countries. However, the technology is still in the early stages of development, and the widespread adoption may take some years. It may not take some centuries, but it may take some years. And when can we expect it on the road, on especially on our Malaysian road? Well, it's very difficult to predict when will these driverless bus or autonomous buses to be on the road of Malaysia, as it depends on a number of factors such as availability of the technology of 5G, the readiness of the infrastructure and the regulatory environment. However, I was told that the government of Malaysia has shown interest in the implementation of autonomous vehicle technology and have been taking steps to promote the development and implementation of autonomous vehicles in Malaysia. The government is also working on the creating a regulatory framework for autonomous vehicles and is considering pilot projects to test the vehicles, to test the technology in the real world. It is likely that we will see the pilot projects autonomous buses in Malaysia in near future, but widespread deployment of the technology will likely take several more years. It also depend on the level of autonomy, as lower level of autonomy can be implemented earlier than a higher level of autonomy. It is worth noting that deployment of autonomous buses will require a significant investment, modal yang besar in technology and infrastructure, as well as the development of the necessary regulations and guidelines. And this progress will also depends on the readiness of the local industry and the availability of the local talent to support the development and the deployment of this technology. Well, it is likely that we will see the pilot project of autonomous buses in Malaysia in future, but widespread deployment of technology will likely take several more years, and it also depend on the level of this autonomy. Some of the countries that have made significant progress in this autonomous bus area is includes Singapore. They have been a leader in the deployment or development of the autonomous vehicles that has been testing autonomous buses since 2016. Wow, 2016. And they have already deployed several autonomous buses on public roads and plans to expand the fleet in the coming years. When other countries like Netherlands, China has been testing autonomous buses in several cities, including Beijing, Shanghai, Guangzhou, and France too. In France, they have several cities that have been testing the autonomous buses. United States has been also testing autonomous buses in several cities like Las Vegas, Houston, and San Remo. Companies like Waymo and Tesla have been working on the development of autonomous bus technology. And this is a very fast and development from these countries. I'm not so sure when we can see it happening in Malaysia soon, but we have to prepare for these technology disruptions. Therefore, it is important to have a combination of short and long-term solutions to tackle the issue of shortage of tour bus drivers. Again, in the short term, bringing in foreign workers as tour bus drivers can help to fill the gap and ensure that the tourism industry continues to operate smoothly, and this will make it easier for us to recover. However, in the long term, it's important to address the underlying issues that are causing the shortage of drivers by offering incentives, providing bigger opportunities for career advancement, and investing in technology. Mita surveys on foreign workers for tour bus is still ongoing. So if you're interested to employ foreign workers as the tour bus drivers, please fill in the form. It's on the blog of usid.com. So with that, I hope you'll be able to give some feedback on this, how we can address foreign workers, address the shortage of tour bus drivers in Malaysia, and to implement the short terms and to implement the long-term solutions.
Inbound tourism is a crucial aspect of the tourism industry as it brings in visitors and revenue to Malaysia. By participating in inbound tourism, you can tap into new markets and increase your business opportunities. One way to stay informed and up-to-date on inbound tourism trends and strategies is by joining the new Tourism Strategies Club or NATS Club. The club offers a platform for tourism players to share knowledge and ideas, network with industry professionals, and learn about new strategies and technologies that can help you stay competitive in the global market. By joining the club at only 10 ringgit Malaysia, you'll have access to valuable resources such as videos, webinars, workshops, and networking events. You'll also be able to connect with other tourism players who are also looking to stay ahead of the curve in the industry. So, if you're looking to increase your business opportunities and stay informed on the latest trends in the global tourism market, I highly recommend joining the new Tourism Strategies Club. It's a great way to stay informed, network, and learn about new strategies that can help you succeed in the inbound tourism industry. To join, please go to usaidi.online. Join New Tourism Strategies and expand your business now.
Thank you for listening this podcast, and I hope to see you or to hope you can be able to join us in the next episodes. Bye-bye now.